Hello, you're watching Proactive New York. I'm joined by Dennis Corrin. He's the CEO of Cube Biomed, also Dr. George Nicopoulos, the CEO of Manon Research. Gents, thanks for speaking to us.
Nice to be with you, Stephen.
Nice to be here.
So, Dennis, you've announced that your MAN19 therapeutic, which you're developing with Manon Research, is poised to start clinical trials in 2022. Tell us more.
Yeah, this is a project that's long time coming to fruition. So this is a program that we've been working on together for quite a bit of time, a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of dollars have gone into this. So it's really gratifying to see this program now start to come to fruition and have the clinical trial, on the very near term horizon. This is a very important therapeutic. It's a complete platform, which I'm sure George will get into a little bit in a minute here. But when COVID sort of hit the world and the pandemic hit the world, we really retooled this program to develop a therapeutic that we thought would be very beneficial for the patient population that we aim to serve. And that is a patient population that's affected with acute respiratory distress syndrome, a condition caused by the virus, and something that's desperately needed in a therapeutic treatment for patients. It's not a vaccine, it's not a cure for COVID, but it's a treatment for patients that are experiencing this kind of condition. So we're thrilled to see this come to fruition now and to be planning the clinical trial and see something that's going to be a great return on our investment, both time and dollars.
We'll get back to that a little bit later, but let's bring George in now. George, what's the genesis for this drug platform?
Well, this was based upon research originally done many years ago by our chief scientific officer, Susan Quagan. The research is based upon trying to treat patients who have unmet needs in glaucoma. And because there are similarities between the issues of leaky vessels and issues related to hypertension in the eye and the effect of having a COVID and a dysfunctional vasculature, it was resulting in leaky vessels with patients who have severe COVID, this direct connection between the two allowed us to pivot and address the issue of treating patients with an indication of something called acute respiratory distress syndrome from patients who have COVID-19. This allows us to quickly address the needed development of novel therapeutics for COVID and allowed us to join the fight and actually make a difference in patients who need this help. So this is how we started it, and this is where this is where all our focus has been for the past 18 months.
So does that mean, George, that although the treatment's for COVID-19, it can be used for more than just COVID?
Yes, that's the beauty of the mechanism of action and the therapeutic that we developed. It allows us to treat indications where vessel function, endothelial cell function specifically, is being disrupted or is dysfunctional. And this allows us to treat other indications and be important in helping patients who have, for example, diabetic kidney disease, cardiovascular disease. I've already mentioned glaucoma and ocular hypertension as being other targets. These are all related because of the mechanism of action and the relationship with that in endothelial cells and the overall function. Obviously, each one has its own specific, unique situations and properties and things you have to be very specific about. But the real value of what we build here and why it's important is that we are helping patients now who are getting to get the patients now that need help in COVID. But we can take that so same learnings and the same data, and with some additional work and some additional support, we will be able to bridge to other indications, allowing us to help even more patients.
Dennis, what are the economic or revenue potentials you see with these potential therapeutics?
Yeah, we're absolutely thrilled that we've been able to contribute to the development of this program with our partnership and with Manon. And, Manon has received significant support from not only the German, but Canadian governments in terms of helping to bring this product forward, not only from a capital perspective, but also from a regulatory perspective, which I think will probably accelerate the possibility of having product ready for patients by about 2 years. So, you know, this really accelerates the availability of the product. It accelerates the revenue opportunities for all of us and really helps leverage the contribution that Cue Biomed has made to Manon with the addition of this additional government support. And together, you know, I think we'll fund this program all the way through the end of phase one clinical trials and really deliver some value for us and for our shareholders. So it's a tremendous milestone. When you look at, you know, typical licensing opportunities and what does it really mean for the bottom line, I would estimate that there are two or three indications in here that could be licensed over the next 6 to 18 months, whether it's in glaucoma, certainly the COVID therapy that we've talked about, and of course, diabetic kidney diseases as well. And each of those, I would say conservatively, are worth about $200 million in licensing opportunities over the next 6 to 18 months. So we're tremendously excited about seeing a return on the investment we've made in this program and in our partnership with Manon, and seeing everybody benefit from the hard work that's been put into it.
George, any final thoughts from you?
Yeah, thank you, Stephen. I just to echo what Dennis has said already, but the main success of this COVID therapeutic that we're working on is based upon a national priority to help patients who have COVID-19, identifying the fact that there are needed therapeutics that are not yet available for this pandemic and future pandemics to come. And I think the accelerated timelines, the accelerated capital, the ability to get to de-risking stages much faster than under normal, pre-COVID times, is a tremendous success and a great story to tell. And I'm happy to be able to tell that today with you today.
Well, gents, I'm sure we're going to be chatting to you again as you progress towards trial. But thank you very much for speaking to us today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Stephen.
That's Dennis Corrin. He's the CEO of Cue Biomed. Also, Dr. George Nikopoulos. He's the CEO of Manon Research.